Let me give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by your South Florida Lexus dealers. A summer getaway is waiting for you at the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 3rd. Learn more at lexus.com/offers. Chris Greer spoke to the media today. So we talked about this, Crowder and Solana and Jimmy, the offensive line. I said they're obviously happy with the offensive line because they didn't make any trades. They didn't sign anybody off waivers. Here is Chris Greer saying that they do have confidence in their offensive line.
It's always interesting because Mike and I were talking about this the other day that with the offensive line, how every year that's, you know, you guys are like, oh, not good enough, not good enough. But then offensively, we're a pretty good offense the last 2 years. And a number of you guys have talked about how the guys have improved. You know, those guys on the offensive line have worked their tails off. We feel confident in them. The coaching staff believes in them. And Butch and Mike and Frank have done a great job, and Lem, in helping those guys develop and work. And so I think the important thing is they all work together. It's a really cohesive unit, and just watching them work together is great every day. They hang out together, so it's a very close-knit unit. That said, yeah, we'll add someone to the practice squad like we always do. And just for your information, we released Jack Driscoll recently because we claimed Grant Dubose, wide receiver, and so that was the roster move for him. Jack's a good kid, worked his tail off. It's just unfortunately a numbers crunch for us. But we're confident in the offensive line. So again, you know, it's just one of those. It's, you know, Mike and I just, we always kind of chuckle, you know. I know you guys made a joke about me saying that you guys are more worried about it than we are. But internally, that's how we feel about our group here as a team.
Hope they're right.
Yeah. One thing proves in the pudding.
They're right, man.
This ain't no, you can't hide it. If Tua starts getting hit, you know you were wrong.
Yeah, I don't care how quickly he says he can get the ball out. Like, you want as much time as possible. You want to make some nice holes for the running backs. Like, I hope they're right on the offensive line. I hope they are.
They put least resources into the O-line than any position. Especially,
well, they drafted offense. Patrick Paul, like you said. I mean, I think they're trying to do their part to make sure that it's not just a turnstile, obviously. I'm guessing they're counting on Teron Armstead to give you some quality games. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, that seems to be a question mark every year, but he sounds pretty confident in them.
They just keep selling me Eichenberg. That's the one that I just look at every time, and I've seen some pretty bad snaps out of old Liam.
Who's the guy? I forget his name already. The center that they brought in who'd been hurt.
Aaron Brewer.
Aaron Brewer. Is he going to be ready week one?
He's not on the PUP list.
Okay. Yeah. And then here's one more cut from Chris Greer today. So what is this? He's talking about Stephen Ross's expectations.
Yeah, I remember Stephen Ross was on the broadcast for one of the preseason games. I believe it was the second one. And he flat out said, like, I expect this team to be contenders this year. He thinks that they're talented enough to be contenders. So Chris Greer was asked about Stephen Ross's comments.
Each year, we're always judged by wins and losses at the end of the day. So, you know, last year, people were saying our roster was one of the best in football, and we had injuries and fell short in Kansas City and ended in wild card. I think each year is a different year. I think we feel very good about our roster where we are. And again, this is just a moment in time. Like, as you guys remember, in March, everyone was worried about salary cap. We can't do anything. And so it's always little pockets of time when you do your roster and stuff. But we feel good about it, like everyone. Health is and luck all contribute to it, and team chemistry. And it's a very close-knit team already. It's been exciting to watch these guys all together. So, we feel if we're healthy and ready to go, that we have a chance to compete, which is what we always want, that chance.
I know I sound like a total homer, but I am so into this roster and Mike McDaniel. I love Tua. I'm so happy he got the contract. Like, I am so in on this team. I hope I'm proven right. I am such a believer in what they have put together.
Pro bowlers at every position other than inside linebacker. Oh, and tight end. Tight end and inside linebacker. Pro Bowlers everywhere else. They have a hell of a roster. You can't just flat out say any other roster is just better than the Dolphins. And proof's in the pudding. Chris said it. Wins and losses are what you get judged off of. But just talent-wise, the Dolphins are up there in the league talent-wise.
I am in, man. I am ready for this season to get underway. Game Day Uncensored, you'll hear it 4 hours prior to every Finns game on this radio station. It'll be Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solana, and that'll be a week from this Sunday. What's 4 hours before 1 o'clock?
5 a.m.
5 a.m. a week from this Sunday.
Nah.
I don't know. Math is there.
Huh. I used to run those circles. 9 a.m.
An early wake-up call, Jack.
What?
An early wake-up call. All right, don't go anywhere. We still have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon. I want to get the Rick Ross sound, quack, quack, quack. I want to get everybody excited for Canes Gators Saturday. We have a lot of stuff to get to. Don't go anywhere.
Is this the Canes, baby?
Hawk and Crowder.